as we've seen even in the House of Parliament, it gets more conflicted and complicated as we go along with this. And to date, we still have no resolution, no guarantee for the people who live along this border corridor that we won't have a hard border. We really don't know where we are, and all the more reason to say people who believe their lives are going to be affected to get out and show the concern and to come along and with the border communities and please ensure that we do have a backstop and we never have this hard border or any border of a kind reimposed on us again.
And indeed, even as you said, still nobody really knows what is happening.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been rejected. The deal, as we see, has been rejected again. Does that mean that they're liable to crash out on the 12th? Does it mean that there's a long extension? Does it mean that the UK will participate in the European elections at the end of May? So we really don't know where we are at the moment. And, you know, as I say, our concerns are still just as they were on day one of this, that, you know, the Irish border was always going to be such a contentious issue. And it really, there seems to be no solution to it. So that's why the backstop is so, so important. And it's important that we get out and demonstrate that that's what we want.
And you've always received a good turnout at these protests that have been organised. Are you expecting possibly more of a turnout tomorrow?
I would say to people, you know, don't leave it for others to do all of the work on this. Please come out, show your support. There are very few families and very few people and individuals whose lives will not be affected if Brexit go ahead, a Brexit of any kind. Should that be whether you're a student, a farmer, a community worker, whatever, working either side of the border or even working right along that border, it's going to affect all our lives. So the more of us that turn out and show concerns, the better.